Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the call. What I wanted to share with you tonight, quickly before James gets started, is, you know, last week we had Chan Stratton and Dr. Brent Allen down here in Orlando. We had an outstanding meeting. It reminded me there was a book that it's called The 24-Hour Turnaround, and it's by Jay Williams, Ph.D. That's J-A-Y Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. She is a woman that wrote this book, and she was at our last convention, and she spoke at our convention, and she's a nutritionalist, and she does a lot of different things with, you know, how to help your age and your health status and how you can improve in just 24 hours, better moods, higher energy, balanced hormones, reduced stress, fat-burning enzymes. And she's a proponent for our Infinity 2 line. She has our products, and she spoke about them at the convention. And I've been reading her book, and it's absolutely fantastic. It's really, really good. And so I believe you can order it through EcoQuest now, too, as well. I think it's through Mac. I ordered mine at Amazon.com, but it's just an excellent book, and there's so much good stuff in here. It goes along a lot with what Chan Stratton was talking about when he did the meeting last week. He also put out a CD that's called, you know, The Essentials for Life by Chan Stratton, and he goes into a lot of the different, he goes into little sections about each thing, about the vitamins, the minerals, the oxidants, the flora, the probiotics, the enzymes, the metabolism. All of this is on that CD, and it's an excellent CD that talks a lot about all of our nutritionals, and there's just so many great ways that we can benefit from all of the different nutritionals that we have in our line, in our Infinity 2 line. But this book really goes into a lot in depth of, you know, the supplementation and all of the different things that really teaches you a lot about it. But it's an excellent book, and I just wanted to share that with you. If any of you haven't had a chance to get that book, it's really awesome. You probably could actually even get it at the library. But it's called The 24-Hour Turnaround. And basically, she's saying that within 24 hours, you can completely turn around, you know, how you're feeling, your energy levels, your diet, everything. It's just, it's a really good book. And that's 24-hour turnaround, and it's 24, you know, the number 24-hour turnaround. So that's just an interesting book that if you want to get that. Okay, James, you ready to go ahead and get started?
Ready to go.
Take it away.
All right, good evening, everyone, and welcome to week 9 of Team Zenith training, coming to you live from here in Melbourne, Florida. Just briefly, I'm not going to go over all the notes that I sent you. They're pretty well self-explanatory. But the first page, I do want to remind you that that is due to us upon completion. If you would, if you'd fax that to us, the number's up at the top, or you can email it either way. I will make the statement, though, actions speak louder than words. So make this a week of action. If you go to the next page there, you see Team Zenith's recruiting process. Now, keep in mind, what we're doing here is for the warm market, which is critical in yours, not only your success, but those that you bring into the program. And I just want to remind you that recruiting means get them in, and sponsoring means keep them in. And the note down there, no one cares how much you know until they know how much you care. And folks, that's part of building a relationship with people. Next page there, you see fear versus facts. I don't want to sell to my friends and family, but this is a mathematical fact, folks. 70% of the people who join EcoQuest are introduced by a friend or a family member. Keep that in mind. We go on, we tell you about how to handle no-shows on your appointments and your calls, and the 90-day slump, what's going on. 90 days, if somebody misses a meeting twice in a row, or they're not showing up on conference calls or something like that, or something going on, they've lost a belief someplace, a wedge of doubt's been put in there, tells you what to do about it. Contact your referral by phone. Once you get referrals, part of your assignment is to get referrals this week, and we give you a script to do that with, a follow-up conversation script, a review, and 2 times 2 equals 4. Please read that. Please understand how to do that. And if you don't, give me a call. I'll go through this with you, because this is pretty important stuff. This is how we've got the attention of somebody that had a lot of influence in the community. The numbers there speak for themselves. All right, we got three subject matters I'm going to cover tonight. Well, first of all, I want to congratulate Linda Abramson there. She's the first one that sent in the six steps described in Chapter 1, Step 1 in Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. She's done an outstanding job on this. I highly suggest you all do that. I think that was it was either last week or week before last, an assignment to read the first four chapters of Think and Grow Rich. And, well, that was 2 weeks ago, and then an assignment to write out your six steps, which is described in, I believe, Chapter 4. I don't remember exactly which chapter it is. I read that book probably six, seven times, and I don't remember what chapter. But anyhow, do that. That's for your benefit. Okay, three subjects, one of which is pretty controversial. What that is do you lead with the product or do you lead with the business? Now, that's a good question. And I'm first going to define the difference between the two. And this, I got the words of this definition from Tim Sales, somebody that we've been reading about. And as a matter of fact, we have one of his websites. If y'all go to explorefreedom.com/Clendenin, you'll see the website that we've had for quite some time. It's very good. There's a Harvard professor on there that does quite a good job on describing network marketing. And it's really good to send some highly influential people that don't quite understand our business. There's a little movie on there that does a real good job of that. I'll first describe leading with the product. When you invite someone to look at your product and then at the same time tell them that they can make money with it, well, that's just plain wrong, folks. It's not going to work for you. It's not going to work well at all. If you do it this way, what happens is that your prospect feels yucky and that you'd be making money off of them by buying the product. Now, I found a way around this, but this taught me that I don't discuss buying a product and mention at the same time that they can make money doing what I'm doing. What you're saying to them is you've got to become a salesman in order to do this. And naturally, that is not true. You do not have to become a salesman. We discussed that week before last. Now, here's how you promote the business by leading with the product. After the person has been a happy customer for a month or two or more, at that point, where they place a second or third order, ask them if they know anyone who would like to receive the same benefits as they have received. Now, after they've given you a referral that wants to buy the product, before you place that referral's order, what you do is you call that customer, that original customer, and you tell them that you can take them out to dinner and thank them for the referral, or you can give them a commission for referring the prospect. And I always ask them which they prefer. And I'll tell you, that works pretty good. Now, leading with the business, if you invite your prospect to look at our business, you obviously have to tell them about the product, but do not get heavily into product discussions. I've seen many times that the discussion heads into deep ingredient questions or the safety of ozone. Those of you that are active, you've ran into this before. And I found that it's best to keep the product discussions general, when you're talking to someone about the business. Now, let me explain what I mean by general. I'll talk about the product trends for the product EcoQuest carries, and many times I refer them to www.battelle.com, www.battelle.com, and that gives a great explanation of the trends up until 2010, and as a lot of y'all know that you've been there before, you know that indoor air pollution is the number one trend. Or in the case of supplementation, I'll say something like, consumers spent X number of dollars last year buying supplements. And that's as deep as of a discussion about the products that I'll get into when I'm leading with the business. And as all of y'all know, that's the only way that I lead is with the business. What happens if you don't do it that way, if you get into discussions about the product, it becomes a Pandora's box. In other words, one question leads to another, and then another, and then another. And this often starts because people want to try to impress their prospects by, using big words and showing that they're smart and they know ingredients, stuff like that. But I tell you, all that does is confuse the heck out of them, and, And then they start thinking that they got to become a biochemist or a pharmacist or a certified indoor air quality control specialist to succeed. But folks, let me give you my take on leading with the product or leading with the business scenario. Let's say you had $600 worth of product in one hand and seven crisp $100 bills in the other hand. What do you, you know, what's people going to want? The product or the money? What will be the first thing they grab? Well, I guarantee you, I don't care how you describe the air purifier, if it'll grow arms and legs back and revive the dead and everything else, they're going to grab the money. Let's face it, you know, people want to get rich. You know, why else do millions of people go to Vegas and gamble? It's not just to have a good time. No way. Why do people buy lottery tickets? I'm telling you, it's all about the money. And we got to promote the money and the potential to really, I mean, really get rich. And folks, I'll tell you, EagleQuest, it is a vehicle to get financially free. And it's the best vehicle I've seen in my 19-year in this industry. Bob Gidden says, well, several years ago, he said, I've hit the mother lode of all mother lodes. EagleQuest International is a gold mine with millions of dollars waiting to be dug out. And let me look at it this way. Bill Gates, the richest man in the world, or second richest, I think he's still the richest man in the world. He went to 12 friends with a vision and he asked for money. 11 of his friends turned him down. One of Bill's friends caught the vision, and now that fellow's worth over $20 billion. Now, folks, that's rich. When you promote the money, more people join, and your organization will grow faster, and it'll build stronger. And as a result of that, more product gets distributed to people who really need it. So how do you promote the business, or how do you promote the money? Well, that's a good question. And the first thing that you need to know is that you have to believe you are going to get financially free. You know, most people, they believe that other people can get rich, but that it probably will not happen for them individually. So when they promote EcoQuest, they have little or no success. And that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? You got to have confidence. I hear people all the time saying stuff like, when I start making some money, I'll really get excited and I'll be able to promote this thing. Or when I'm making $3,000 a month, then I'll have that belief and the confidence I need to talk to my friends. Well, folks, I'm telling you, this kind of self-talk is a lie. We are lying to ourselves when we assume or tell ourselves things like this. You see, no one ever makes money in EcoQuest unless they're already excited. And to make $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month, that requires that you already believe and you already have the confidence. If you had a gold mine and there really was a mother lode in that mine, you would believe. And you would have confidence, and you would be excited, and you would tell your friends about it. You would get people to help you, and you and they would get rich. You know, it really doesn't matter how you promote the money or the business. What matters is that you have confidence, belief, and excitement. And then you use the golden rule of marketing. Here's the golden rule of marketing. Here's how it works. You simply approach, contact, and present EcoQuest to as many people as you possibly can, as fast as you possibly can. And you do it in a way that you would want to be approached and contacted and presented the opportunity. That's the golden rule of marketing. Market to others the way you would want to be marketed to. And remember this, you cannot say or do the wrong thing to the right person, and you cannot say or do the right thing to the wrong person. Same thing goes with timing. You cannot say or do the right thing when the timing is bad for someone, and you cannot say or do the wrong thing when the timing's good for someone. But I tell you, the leading with the business or leading with the product debate continues. Everywhere I go, I get bombarded with opinions, and it seems that no one's willing to look at the other side. And if finally taking one side or the other serves your goals, well, great, but if your viewpoint, if it's not helping you reach your goals, why not change your viewpoint? Why not looking at leading with the product or leading with the opportunity debate this way? Lead with common sense. For instance, let's imagine this happened to you. If you're talking to a prospect and the prospect says, I just returned from my doctor. He says that my allergies have flared up to an all-time high and I'm likely to die in the next 48 hours. Now, what would your answer be? What would you say? Would you say something like, we have this killer opportunity meeting 2 weeks from now where a top producer can show you how to make lots of money. Now, you probably wouldn't say that, would you? If you did, I think you'd be kind of out of sync with your prospect. So, you know, what's going on there is you, instead of concentrating on his needs, it may appear you're only concerned about your needs and your goals. Here's another example. If your prospect said something like this to you, I just got fired from my job. I hate working for other people. I want to start my own business. And you know what? I'm willing to work 80 hours a week to build some freedom into my life. What would you answer? What would you say? Would you say something like, our EPA registered air purifiers are helping millions with their breathing disorders, and we have an alliance with FTC to help set the standards for indoor air pollution industry. We undoubtedly have the best, most sought-after air purifiers in the world. Again, see, you would be focusing on your needs and goals and not the prospect's needs and goals. So, you know what? It's easy to understand which is better to lead with, the product or the opportunity, when we apply common sense to our business. The bottom line is this, folks. Stop thinking about yourself and start thinking about helping the prospect. This makes the lead with product or lead with the opportunity debate pretty easy to solve, and I'm sure that y'all agree with that. You know, if you just keep getting dealers started and explain when and where and how to find prospects and teach dealers how to professionally present the product and the business opportunity, and be simple enough so that the system will continue time after time, new dealer after new dealer after new dealer, and you know what? Eventually, you'll become successful. Okay, I want to talk, second subject here, I want to talk a little bit about giving the presentation to your prospect. This is something I haven't discussed before. We've discussed several ways of showing your prospect the EquiQuest presentation. You know, the two most common methods are doing them in person at their house or at yours, or inviting them to a home or a hotel meeting where several people can see the presentation at once. But in the hotel meeting, it's very effective, but only after you've done a one-on-one with somebody. You never bring them to a hotel meeting until you've done a one-on-one. It's effective, the hotel meeting, because usually the person giving the presentation is already financially successful in EquiQuest, and they can give a personal testimony to that effect. Now, it's not absolutely necessary for the person showing a presentation to have been financially successful, but it certainly helps. But if it's not possible to get them in front of your upline, you can simply talk about the person in your upline who presented you EquiQuest and that they are training you, so you'll have the same success. The bottom line is that if someone is interested and excited about the program, you know what? They don't care who showed it to them. Here's an important point that I need to bring to your attention. We haven't talked about this before. Always, always try to show both the husband and the wife the presentation at the same time. You'll find that if you show just one or the other, that your success rate will drop in half. Now, why is that? Well, because the person who just saw the presentation won't be able to remember all the key points by the time they get home. They'll try and they'll explain it to their spouse and they'll fail miserably. I'm not kidding. I know a lot of people, when they saw EquiQuest for the first time via warm marketing, they weren't all that excited. They thought it looked good, but they said to their spouse, I'm just too busy for that. But the spouse saw the beauty of the program. And it was because of their excitement that the other one took a closer look. So be sure that both the husband and the wife are present when you're showing the presentation. I guarantee you, your results will double. Something else here, I don't think I've mentioned this before, but the fact is, most men are afraid to join EquiQuest because their wives might find out. Now, this is true. Over the last couple of years, I've discovered an amazing fact about our culture. The women run the world. Now, just last week, I called to confirm an appointment from one of my phone calls that I made last week. When I got Roy on the phone, he said, I talked to my wife, and she says I don't have any extra time to do anything else. And I wanted to say, hey, let me talk to your wife, since she seems to be the one running things around there. But I didn't say that. I saved his ego. But, folks, here's the point. You get the wife excited, and you'll find that she can do much more to motivate her husband than you could ever think of. Most men, they're just plain lazy. And I fit that bill. Especially if they're over 30 and they're stuck in a dead-end job. They've given up on getting ahead, and they've settled for lifestyle. But what I found is that women rise to the level of their husband's ambitions. See, so if their husband is lazy, they seem to be content with that for a limited time, and that may contribute to our 50% plus divorce rate. But if their husband is ambitious, they rise to that also. The only exception is where some guy's joined, a million programs and he's quit all of them. And he joins another one, and then he tells his wife, this is the one, honey. Another key point for y'all to know is that women are always dreaming, regardless of where they live and their income level. Unlike men who get depressed and they feel sorry for themselves and they quit, women seem to put their dreams in a little capsule and they store it away for like a rainy day or something. And when a wife in this condition sees a way to get out of debt and come home from her job, you better believe she gets excited. The man, on the other hand, he just sees it as more work for him to do. If this is the case, I advise you to get that wife involved. Man, I got to tell you, there are many women in our organization, single and married, that do a better job than most men in our group. And why you reckon that is? Well, it's because women are masters of details. Plus, most men would buy something from a woman before they would a man. Our society agrees, that men are mostly liars and will say anything to make a quick buck. Whereas the woman, she reminds them of their mom, and mother knows best. What do you think about that? I do even better than that. Monitor the facts on your own. See if you don't get the same result. I tell you, your best bet to get that wife excited, and that husband will follow. Okay, third subject here, I want to talk about organizational velocities. And you'll understand what I mean by that as we go through this. Most EcoQuesters never track their downlines close enough, whether they don't know whether they're growing or shrinking, let alone whether the rates of growth or their attrition is accelerating or decelerating. But see, as a member of Team Zenith, you're going to be much different. See, you're on the path to learn and to study and to do and to teach and to master. It's a complex relationship between literally dozens of factors, many of which are beyond the control of the average EcoQuester. The ones that we can control, however, we will, and we have been discussing them over these calls. As you all know, you have a multitude of products that we can market, from the world's most sought-after air purifier to world-class nutritional supplements. And those are becoming more and more and more popular as the baby boomers get up into that age to where they want to look good and feel good. Well, this wide array of products can work for you or it can work against you. It's critically important how you present the business to the new person who's just getting started. But believe me, it's critically important. Let me give you a couple scenarios. Scenario one, the new dealer has a less than stellar get started training. In other words, something like, here's your kit, good luck, see you at the meeting on Thursday, bring a guest, go get him, Tiger. Now, they've just laid out anywhere from $500 to $3,500 for a huge box filled with products and product brochures and catalogs and a manual filled with corporate policies and information on the founder and pictures of the head office and pictures of scientists and pictures of doctors and pictures of sick people who were made healthy by the products. And then there's this little tiny section on how to market the products. But folks, here's the internal dialogue of this poor, bewildered new guy. Oh, where to start? better learn what all this product stuff is. If I'm now a air purifier and a vitamin salesman, I reckon I better learn about these products. I probably should buy some books on indoor air quality and nutrition and study every word in this kit. Well, you know, Aunt Martha, she has asthma, and Uncle Joe, he has gout. Maybe these products can cure them. I can't call him yet, though, because once I know about these products, then I'll call him. Oh, yeah, there's that big fat guy down at work. What's his name there? He might be able to use this TED thing. And wasn't he that guy that was in that pyramid last year? I'll call him, see if he wants to get in this thing. Man, there sure is a lot to learn. I better not do it tonight, though. I'll read all this stuff tomorrow. Wow, look at the size of those pills. I wonder how many of those I'm supposed to eat each day. Boy, the wife is going to kill me when she finds out. It sounded so easy. I don't know. See, folks, this unfortunately is a scenario that gets played out time after time after time, and it's just downright devastating. Is it any wonder that 3 out of 4 people who quit EcoQuest do it in the first 90 days? Here's scenario number 2. Ed, the expert upline, sponsors Nelson, the new guy. And Ed goes over to Nelson's house where he sits at the kitchen table along with Nelson's wife, Mary. And the three of them visit for a little while, you know, while they're getting comfortable. Ed congratulates them on making a wise move, and he reassures them that he will help them in every step of the way, and that within 6 to 9 months, they'll have that extra cash to put towards their son Jimmy's private school. See, Ed already knows that Nelson and Mary's number one reason for joining the business is to be able to afford that private school for Jimmy. Now, Ed uncovered that core desire during the presentation and the recruiting process. So Ed opens up the success pack with Nelson and Mary, and he takes the time to sort the kit into piles. See, this is all product information, brochures, and catalogs. Now, you won't need to know this stuff for at least a few months. Rather than talk ingredients, what you'll be doing is sharing product stories and personal testimonies with prospective clients and customers. See, I don't want you to become a pharmacist or anything like that. You leave that technical product knowledge to that certified indoor air specialist and the doctors and the people who don't want to build a business. Now, this is policies and procedures and corporate stuff and sales figures and technical stuff, and you can learn that later. It won't help you build a downline. This pile is the story pile. Here are the stories of plumbers and carpet installers and military families and housewives and students and secretaries and former truck drivers. They're all making this business work. Some of them make an extra $1,000 a month. Some are even making that per day. You know, learn to tell these people's stories until you and Mary have one of your own. And I'll help you craft your three main stories, which is your upline story and your product story and your business story. Also, here's the product stories of many satisfied customers. These will be valuable to you while you're building your business. But just remember, ingredients tell, but stories sell. Now, this big box, this is your starting inventory. Rather than order you one each of our Fit Zed products, I took a little smarter approach with y'all. We have a major core starting inventory called a Success Pack with an upgrade. Now, this is the starting inventory of all our big hitters. And I want you to take this product here, this Essentials for Life. I want you to take that every day for 30 days, Nelson, one with each meal. And you take this product with between meals on an empty stomach. Mary, you do the same thing. Over the next 45 days, we'll do at least 15 to 20 presentations together looking for 3 or 4 business builders. And we'll find a handful of customers, and you can retail those machines and you'll be recouping your initial investment and putting some nice retail profit in your pocket that you can reinvest some of that into your business. This way, you only need to learn the benefits of 1 or 2 products instead of spending a ton of time learning about 57 separate ones. Okay, let's start your Getting Started training. We'll do this fast start form to make sure we remembered everything that you need to launch your business. And we'll do some goal setting. And we're also going to make this list of 100 potential prospects. And we're going to book our first 5 presentations for your first in-home presentation. Mary, this will take about 90 minutes. So let's have some coffee and let's get started. Now, folks, which one is better? Which one at least gives the new guy a fighting chance in our business? When you were sponsored, think about it. Which scenario did your upline give you? Are you the awesome sponsor or the go-get-him tiger? Remember this concept of simplicity. By being a really good sponsor, you block out a lot of the confusion and the chaos and the doubt that slows down that new rookie. You're demonstrating that focused action that we talked about last week. You know, I don't know if you took physics or chemistry in high school or college. I do know that I suffered through a lot of it, but do you remember how electrons orbited or, you know, cycled around a nucleus of protons and neutrons and, you know, lots of stuff like that? Well, I know it might be pretty foggy from some of you baby boomers, but I'm sure you'd agree that most everything is made up of a highly structured series of rules or processes at the smallest level. And these subatomic rules have a dramatic impact on our reality. Now, how can we come up with a similar set of processes that at the smallest level determine the outcome of our EcoQuest marketing efforts? In other words, what are the cycles that rule the subatomic world of EcoQuest? Well, from a purely recruiting-only process, here is the five-step cycle that you need to teach your people. Number one is the master list and the 20 reasons. Number two, contacting and inviting with specific purpose. Number three, show the plan and start the process. In other words, give the presentation the way that we've described earlier. Follow up and follow through. And then the getting started training. In its purest sense, this five-step cycle is what determines the duplication velocity of your entire organization. You see, the faster this series is completed, the faster your group grows. And the simpler the environment around each step, the faster your group grows. And the simpler and more efficient your training systems that teach competency skills at each step, the faster your group grows. And the purer and the cleaner the duplication in each successive generation of dealers, the faster your group grows. Perhaps some of the most critical information that I can share with you from a technical how-to perspective in building a large organization. And folks, we've already walked through each step of this cycle and analyzed in depth its significance and the strategies to implement them efficiently in your organization. We've discussed the details of the master list and the 20 reasons and the contacting and the inviting with specific purpose. And we talked about the presentation and dream building, and I even sent you a sample. We've talked about the follow-up and the follow-through. We have touched on the getting started training. Next week, as a matter of fact, we're going to go over the getting started training in a lot more detail. Plus, I'll be providing y'all with a fast start form that I mentioned in tonight. And we're going to, through this week and next week, we'll be answering more of the questions that we got from y'all. Right now, it seems like they fit into these kind of categories. Time management, which I addressed a couple, 3 days ago by an email. Can't find leaders, people quitting, prospects won't return calls, lead lists that are no good, and information overload. That seems to be the categories we've probably got 50, 60 questions in. And they all fit into one or the other, and we will get them answered. Some of these actually have been answered in previous calls, but we'll address them individually. Within a couple of weeks, we'll be going into what to do before, or at least ways in your own mind, before you run out of warm market. Right now, though, I want you concentrating on your warm market and the warm market of your warm market. And folks, teaching them the right basics of this business is just plain critical to you and their success. We'll be doing some cold market stuff, but you know what? You've got to get this warm market thing down, Pat, and teach it to your people. But if you don't, what happens is they're going to get out in the cold market, and it's going to eat them up. It will chew them and spit them out like they weren't nothing, and believe me, two or three times like that, and they're gone. Their belief level is not high enough, their confidence level is not high enough, and they won't stick around. That's one of the reasons, one of the biggest reasons in the world that people quit is rejection, fear of rejection. And we're going to address that even some more next week. And that will do it for this evening. I'm going back to open line. I appreciate y'all being here tonight. We'll see some of you during this week, and we'll see others at the next meeting, and we'll see some of you November the, the Vision Quest up just before the Success Institute. I think it's on November the 11th. And we'll see some of you up there. That's going to be an outstanding day, believe me. All right, going back to open line.
All callers are unmuted.
Hey, James, Bill Hale, how are you?
Hey, Bill, good to hear you.
I'm sorry, I was a little late, but I got a question for you. You mentioned never bring a prospect to a hotel meeting before doing one-on-ones. Now, I do a monthly meeting, and anybody that I couldn't get really to a one-on-one, I've invited to the hotel meeting, and I've had some people come there, and in fact, I just signed one person up last week from it, 2 weeks ago, I guess. What's your reasoning on that?
Here's the reasoning, Bill. You lucked out.
Yes, I probably did. Okay.
Here's what can happen. I've seen this happen. Not in EcoQuest, but I have seen it happen in my network marketing career. Some guy comes to a hotel meeting. He has no idea what's going on. He just heard it, that he can make some money.
Right.
Comes to the hotel meeting. You got four or five other guests there. You've got four or five other new dealers there. And one of those, the person that came before he got a 101, halfway through the meeting, jumps up and says, "Holy shit, this is a pyramid. This is illegal. You're all going to jail," and runs out the room. What's that do to the rest of the people in there?
Definitely does put a bummer on it.
Yeah, buddy.
Alrighty. Yeah, because, the time, half of my meetings are with dealers and my upline, and the other half are with people that are interested for my sizzle cards or my mailings or my callings or my ads that I couldn't get them. Well, one-on-one, you know, face-to-face, which I always try to do first.
Yeah, it's definitely a good idea to do a one-on-one with them first. And, you know, you're building rapport that way, too. It's a series, a one-on-one, a home meeting, a hotel meeting. There's more excitement per meeting, and there's a little bit more information per meeting. Could be the same meeting, but there's a little bit more information, more testimonies and so forth. So it's a step-by-step progress of excitement. And you want that, you really want that stair-step process of excitement. You don't want somebody coming in there and destroying the whole meeting.
No, that's understandable. In fact, I had one of my dealers that was always used to bring up problems that he had with, you know, this machine came out of the box broken, so I don't let him come to any of my meetings anymore.
Well, good point. That meeting is not for people to air their problems. That meeting is for the excitement and testimonies for those new people. Meetings, business briefings, the whole purpose is for the new person that's there, whether they're brand new in EcoQuest or guests. Your training meetings are a whole different ballgame, and round tables, if you will, where you can get problems solved, that's a whole different ballgame. I'll tell you, a long time ago, I used to have training meetings. I wouldn't allow no negativity, and if there was, well, I, like you, you know, ask them not to come anymore. You don't need that. They don't need that. Lord, what'd they join for if they can't solve problems, if they can't learn how to solve problems?
Yeah, well, business. If you know anything at all about business, it's about solving problems for your people. I mean, business has always got problems in it. But all right, well, that's an interesting take on the hotel thing. I'm going to have to reassess what I do there then, and see if it can jump me up a little bit faster. For your help.
Thanks, Bob. That was a good question.
You're welcome. I look forward to seeing you all, guys. And James, I faxed you over my new last week's stuff. I don't know. I not faxed, emailed it to you.
I was gonna say my fax machine didn't get it.
I know you're the focus of the week and all, and you know what we were supposed to do—the homework or whatever you want to call it. I emailed it over to you. You should have it soon.
Okay, great.
because I had a great week last week.
Super.
All righty.
Appreciate it, Bill.
Bye-bye now.
All right.
Hello, James. Charlie. I got on a little late. Good call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, James and Jennifer. Nancy Busby signing off.
Good night, Nancy.
Nancy.
Hey.
Hey, James. That was a... Thanks a lot. This is Linda.
Thank you, Linda.
Thanks, James and Jennifer. This is John. I'm here, and I've learned a lot tonight. Thank you very much.
Well, you're quite welcome, and we appreciate you, and welcome aboard, team.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm getting excited about this whole business, and I'm getting more excited every day. So,
great.
So,
thank you very much.
All right, thank you.